My name is June, and these are 10 things that scare me.
My name is Nikisha, and these are 10 things that scares me.
And these are 10 things that scare me.
10 things that scare me.
Number one, ice cream dispensers, specifically the soft-served ones.
Accidentally stealing something.
I'm scared that I'll never graduate, never getting a job.
Being fired.
Being sealed into a spaceship that's going down after a gas leak and everyone else got out, but I'm the last one stuck in that room, and then I have to go down with the ship.
Three, that I will go through life robotically and not really experience it.
Coming out to my parents, yikes. Two, coming out to the world, super yikes.
That my husband will discover how gross I actually am.
As like an introvert, I feel much better being alone. You don't have to put on a facade. You don't have to worry if your face is doing something weird when you're talking to somebody. You don't have to run anything by anybody. If you want to leave, you leave. Or if you want to just sleep.
10, that I will never get a good night's sleep again.
Number 2, bedtime.
My brother not getting into heaven because he doesn't believe in God. I want to be with my brother in the afterlife, if there is one.
My sister being right about everything, and that's terrifying.
That my parents will find out about my abortion.
Androids.
Telling men I have herpes.
All illnesses, pretty much. Like, I could have a headache and think that it's a brain-eating amoeba in 2 seconds.
I'm scared that my depression isn't real because, number 3, I'm scared that I'm actually just lazy and stupid.
I think at the time I was mad because I thought her ailments were not physical and she was saying they were physical. And what I've come to realize now that it doesn't matter. Mental and physical ailments are the same thing. One is not more debilitating than the other. And when I was younger, I would be like, it's just in her head. She needs to fix it. Like, get over it.
Number 6, I'm afraid that a spider will crawl into my nose or my ears while I'm sleeping. Because it's a thing.
Having an adult child I dislike.
People who smile too hard when they're nervous. It's just creepy.
Not knowing myself. Peas. I hate peas.
Never really making money.
Being broke, broke.
Money is like a traumatic thing because I'm Central American. My parents are Nicaraguan. They immigrated to the United States and essentially, I mean, they really actually had a really good life. They came here on a political asylum because the country was just being torn apart by war.
Number 9, I'm afraid that someone will say the wrong thing at my funeral and nobody will correct it.
10, talking too much.
Like, I think I'm, like, super loud and super queer and super extra. I'm really extra all of the time. Like, everything I do is extra. I'm really, like, dramatic. And I think that really scares people and it really puts people off. So I guess that's why I'm afraid of being too much.
Thank you for, this is, like, therapy.
Oh, it was so scary.
People are going to go, wow, that one's batshit crazy.
Thank you.
10 Things That Scare Me is a new podcast from WNYC Studios. This special episode was recorded at the 2018 Work It Festival for Women in Podcasting. Thanks to everyone who participated. You know what scares me? Conferences. What scares you? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org. And subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen.